our long national nightmare is over. Part two. Hey guys, I'm back. Keith, thanks for holding down the fort on Monday.
Were you not here yesterday?
It's just, I feel, you know, the best part about doing this podcast with you guys is just how appreciated I feel. I really feel like my skill set and my intangibles are really valued in this team. And that's really, it's what gets me up in the morning.
Yeah, I believe that.
Thanks, Heath. Thanks for holding down the fort yesterday, guys. Short podcast. We'll try to extend it a little longer because I'm sure Heath will have some of his many very productive digressions.
That was the thing we were talking about, is that we had a much shorter podcast, but we felt like we covered all the same information. And so I don't know what is taking up the extra time. Is it me?
It's probably you. Speaking of which, we've got two good pitchers on today's slate.
Yeah.
Matt Harvey and Jake Arrieta.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
Well, first I have a question. Sure. Because I can't just answer your question. I'm going to ask a question. When did Sonny Gray become not good?
What happened?
When was he good?
We'll do a little inside baseball. We'll peel back the curtain, show the folks the wizard at work of Oz.
Are you the wizard?
Yes.
I think there's a lot of ways that makes sense.
Yeah.
The big booming voice.
Yes.
That's and then you exactly peel back me. The curtain, and it's not a monster after all.
Just a chubby guy on a stool. So what happened was I originally set my lineup for the early slate, and I did my show research for the early slate, and Sonny Gray was not on the early slate.
Oh.
But I still think it makes sense to... I don't think he's on the same level as Matt Harvey and Jake Arrieta tonight.
Okay, so Sonny Gray has a longer history of success than Matt Harvey.
No.
No?
No.
No.
How many innings has Matt Harvey thrown as an ace? 300?
Well, his entire career.
Is that 300 innings?
His entire career he's been an ace.
Okay. But is that
so I would say he's probably closer to 400 than 300.
Maybe
we'll
so.
Call it. Well, yeah.
455 and a third of a 2.67 ERA, sir.
Wow. His career has been longer than I must have missed the first year.
This is season 5, I believe.
Well, okay.
And Sonny Gray, 519 innings at 2.93 ERA. So not quite as good.
Okay. A 2.93 ERA is pretty damn good.
It's not as good as 2.67.
I believe there are three good pitchers on the slate.
Okay.
There are three pitchers that are far separated from the rest of the field. That being said, Sonny Gray is the one I'm probably not going to play tonight.
Thanks. So rank the three.
On what?
Who you're most likely to use in your cash games.
You are in some kind of mood today.
It's
an easy question. Just rank the pitchers.
I'm going to split my cash games most likely between Arrieta and Harvey.
Okay.
50-50.
Arrieta's $2,600 more. So... we'll play a little game called Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. This is my favorite game.
Would you rather have Matt Harvey and Giancarlo Stanton?
Okay.
Or Jake Arrieta and Steve Pierce?
That's ridiculous.
Just answer the question.
Harvey and Stanton. That's not a position I would put myself in.
Would you rather? I mean, you're going to have to make a decision like that at some point.
But the thing is, I get eight hitters.
Sure.
I don't just have to make it a whole...
Would you rather have Harvey,
uh-huh,
Paul Goldschmidt, and Jose Bautista?
Okay.
Or Jake Arrieta, Pedro Alvarez, and Adam Jones?
Are you just picking the worst possible hitters?
No. I picked the best possible hitters in those price ranges. And that's the point, is that $2,600 is a lot to spend. And I know that the difference in $2,600 in pitchers is larger than it would be for hitters. Hitters are much more volatile. They're much more prone to daily fluctuations than hitters. Like Jake Arrieta, you pay $12,000 for Jake Arrieta going against a Pirates team that doesn't hit righties all that well because you think he's pretty much a lock for 50. There is no hitter in baseball that you can say is a lock for any amount of points on any given night just because that's the nature of the game, right?
Yes.
But I have trouble justifying spending up for Arrieta when that price range, when that price difference is so great given Harvey's matchup. That's the biggest thing for me is Harvey's going against the team that he thinks is the worst in baseball history, right?
I believe
that is a direct quote from like 3 shows ago.
They are the worst team in baseball history.
I think they have the possibility of earning that distinction.
Okay.
I'm cheering for it. I believe they're still on pace to be the worst team in baseball history.
Okay.
And we can all hope that it turns out to be the case.
So that's the biggest thing for me, is it's really hard for me to justify that price difference.
I think that makes sense.
With the kind of sacrifices you have to make elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, do we think Matt Harvey's back?
I think he's working his way back.
Okay.
I don't believe he's all the way there yet. I also don't think you have to be an ace to pitch like an ace against the Braves.
Yeah. Harvey's mechanics have been kind of all over the place this season.
Yeah.
So that's the concern. I did a deep dive into him after his last start, and it was his best start of the season. But there's definitely reason to be concerned. He's not definitely Matt Harvey yet, but the track record's so good that I do think you have to default to that after a month.
The thing that I think that's going to be interesting is when we get to the next level of pitchers.
Okay.
Because there are so many pitchers that I don't believe are good that are over $8,000.
Well, Mike, you haven't had much to say mm-hmm. yet. Are you going Harvey or Arrieta?
I'll have more Matt Harvey than I will Arrieta. I like Arrieta, but
I don't like
him on the road much.
Will those be your two favorite? Will those be your two highest owned pitchers of the night?
Harvey for sure. Arrieta, I'm not sure yet.
Okay, then. Yeah, like he said, there are a lot from $8,000 to $9,000. You've got some pretty good pitchers, and then some that it is very much up in the air.
Samardzija, Wright, Roark, Estrada, Kazmir. Blech.
Yeah, I mean, Samardzija is the fourth most expensive pitcher on the slate. Will you have any Jeff Samardzija tonight?
None.
Going against, it's a good matchup against Cincinnati, though.
No, I like the sub $8,000 pitchers. I'm not playing any pitcher that's between $8,000 and $9,000.
Any pitcher from $8,000 to $9,000? No Aaron Nola against St. Louis?
No.
No. Jose Quintana against Boston?
No.
Boston's best hitters are lefties.
I understand. Although I would argue that Mookie Betts might be their best hitter.
David Ortiz is still their best hitter.
Yeah.
I think I could see using Quintana. Not in cash, obviously, but in a tournament. I definitely like picking on the Red Sox.
His ownership will be pretty low.
Yeah.
What about Steven Wright in the tournament?
No.
No.
I think he's kind of interesting, if only because knuckleballers are random number generators and the White Sox offense, I don't know if it's any good.
Oh, I don't think the White Sox, I'm shocked, and I'm just waiting for the bottom to fall out of the White Sox.
Yeah.
But as I wrote in the article today, if the Blue Jays offense continues to be bad, also if the White Sox continue to be good, I will just go broke. Like, if the Blue Jays are never going to hit and the White Sox are going to keep winning, I am not going to be profitable.
All right, yeah. So you said you'd rather play sub $8,000 pitchers. I'm going to give you the list of ones that the two that I don't know how many of them are intriguing.
One, two,
I think my favorite in a tournament is probably Matt Moore.
Okay.
You've got big strikeout potential. He's got 9+ strikeouts in 2 of his 5 starts. Has only 1 win on the season, but he's someone with 60-point potential. The Dodgers are a good offense, but
the weird thing about the Dodgers so far this year, last year they were not good against lefties. They were the best in baseball against righties, mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been the case so far this year. And they have, if it's possible, an even more flexible lineup than they had last year.
Okay.
I mean, they can throw a ton of right-handed hitters out there at a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
Now, they're not all great hitters.
Yeah, I mean, like, Justin Turner doesn't have big platoon splits in favor
Kike
versus
does.
Lefties. Kike does.
AJ Ellis does.
AJ Ellis is pretty good against lefties. I'm trying to think of the second baseman, Howie Kendrick.
Howie Kendrick.
I think he's a little better against lefties.
He's been so awful this year, but I'm going to have him in at least one lineup.
What about some of your other sub $8,000 pitchers? Who's your favorite?
My favorite would be Andrew Kashner.
Okay, Mike.
Colin McHugh.
Yeah, that would be my second favorite. Yeah.
Colin McHugh is probably my favorite. With Kashner second, yeah.
Kashner going against Colorado, but it's in San Diego.
And I was really surprised. You look at Cashner's career, he's got like a 2.73 ERA with a 1.15 whip in San Diego.
That's not that surprising.
Of course it's not.
Well, Petco Park's been a great place to pitch.
But it's still Andrew Cashner.
Like he's going to be less than 4% owned. Less than 5.
Yeah.
Because he's been atrocious this year.
Okay.
He's had some, but I don't think he's really this bad. I don't think the Rockies are going to be a good offense on the road. Okay. I think this is a situation. This is the type of pitcher that could strike out Trevor Story a couple of times. And then Blackman's really struggling right now. And really nice win potential when the other pitcher is Eddie Butler.
All right. What about some of the other sub $8,000 guys? Any interest in either side of the Yankees Baltimore game, Chris Tillman or Luis Severino?
Not really for me.
No.
Any interest in Patrick Corbin against the Marlins?
No.
Any interest in Alex Meyer making his first major league start against Houston? This is a dude with big strikeout potential, big fastball, but also major control issues. He has, I believe he's made 3 appearances in the majors, all as a reliever. He has 3 walks and 3 innings. In AAA, I believe he has a 4.4 walks per 9, also a 10-plus Ks per 9.
Wow.
He's a big boomer bust option tonight against Houston. Houston's offense has not been good.
What can you tell us about Junior Guerra?
Absolutely nothing.
Had you ever heard that name before today?
No.
No.
Has he ever pitched in the majors?
He has made 4 relief appearances. He's 31 years old.
Okay.
He's spent more time in the Mexican League than the minor leagues.
Okay.
Never really had a lot of success in the minors. He's bad.
No. 3.72 career ERA in the minors, 9.9 strikeouts per 9, mostly used as a reliever. 4.63 ERA, strikeout per inning so far this season. Yeah, there doesn't appear to be much there with Junior Guerra. There's a reason he's 31 and making his first major league start. Anybody else that we haven't mentioned that you guys like?
Nope. We've covered the pitchers.
Yeah.
So I guess if you were going to go really cheap a pitcher, Alex Meyer would be the way to go in a tournament. I think Alex Meyer could... win someone a lot of money tonight.
I think there's enough cheap hitters that I like that I won't feel the need to do that.
Yeah, that's the one thing is that I talked about that, and we'll get to this now, but I talked about that gap in price between Arrieta and Harvey, and then I built my Harvey lineup, and I realized that I still had like $1,500 left over with hitters that I like, so it is a night where I can see myself. I will be going with both Harvey and Arrieta. Those will be the 2 pitchers that I go with. Since there are a lot of pitchers that we don't like tonight, what's your favorite stack, Mike?
Well, I'll just say the Blue Jays. I mean, they have to do something eventually, don't they?
And Martin Perez is someone that you can do something against.
You didn't ask for a sneaky stack. You just said my favorite stack.
We can do both.
Perez is the one of only 2 qualified starters in the bigs with more walks than strikeouts. That's bad.
That's hard to do.
I'm just glad you think he's qualified.
Yeah, he's got enough innings to be qualified.
Yeah, he's managed to have a 4.2 ERA so far. But, yeah, over his last... I guess the control problems were mostly in the first 2 starts. He has 6 walks in and almost 18 innings over his last 3 starts, so control hasn't been that much of an issue, but he's not striking anyone out in that time. 11 strikeouts and 17 and 2/3. That's pretty bad.
I wish Tulo was reasonably priced. I don't understand why he's $3,600. He's performed like a...
I wish he was $4,500 so I wouldn't have to consider him.
Yeah, I'm going to play him.
I mean, he
not everywhere, but I'm going to play him.
He's performed like a...
Him and Alcides Escobar are the same player right now.
I mean, Tulo will hit a home run every once in a while.
Will
he? But you look at, like, Elvis Andrus is averaging more fantasy points than him. Brandon Crawford is averaging more fantasy points than him. J.J. Hardy was averaging more fantasy points than him before he went on the DL. Yeah, he has not been good. But you will play him tonight. against lefty Martin Perez.
Yes.
I don't want to.
He's been good his entire career against left-handed pitching. If his skills have dropped, that's fine. If he's not going to be an elite shortstop, that's fine. He doesn't have to be. I cannot believe he's fallen so far that at the Rogers Center against Martin Perez, he can't be a good play.
Freddie Galvis averages more fantasy points.
Jimmy Rollins.
So the Josh Donaldson, Jose Bautista, Troy Tulowitzki. Who in the outfield besides Bautista? Edwin Encarnacion, obviously, 3,300. That's a really good price
for Pilar, him. Depending on where he's heading. Oh, it doesn't matter where he's heading. Pilar.
Pilar's in play. Definitely. I'm not playing Michael Saunders, even though he's been decent against lefties. Yeah. I'm not playing him.
Yeah, Saunders is the guy I'll leave out. Honestly, if I'm stacking the Blue Jays, I'm leaving out Saunders and Tulowitzki right now.
Both of them?
Yeah, those are the two I would leave out.
So you're going Donaldson, Encarnacion, Bautista, and Pilar. And that's actually not that expensive.
Yep.
Heath, what's your favorite stack, non-Blue Jays category, if they were your favorite?
Since we haven't gotten to the sneaky stacks yet, I will go with the Angels in Milwaukee. It's a huge park shift for them. We saw them explode last night. Junior Guerra, I don't know who you are, but I'm
actually that is one pitcher that we didn't mention that I think is a somewhat interesting cheap play is Nick Tropiano.
Yeah, he's striking out more than a batter per inning.
Yeah, it's a tough place to pitch, but high win probability going against Junior Guerra.
I really like Trout and Calhoun the most out of that lineup. I'll have maybe a little bit of Yunel Escobar. And then this thing where the Angels insist on hitting a sub-200 hitter second in front of Mike Trout.
Why? I don't...
The only thing it's good for is a day like today when you can get a $2,000 bet against a terrible pitcher hitting in front of Trout.
Yes.
I could see if Johnny Giovatella hit second. I could see playing him at second base maybe. But really, mostly it's going to be Calhoun, Trout, Escobar, and Pujols.
Okay. What about the National stack against Chris Young? Any interest in that?
You don't ever stack against Chris Young, Chris.
Okay.
The Giants, San Francisco Giants.
Giants were my third favorite stack. I was just being facetious. Yeah. You could stack against Chris Young if you wanted to.
Giants going against John Moscott.
That's my third favorite.
So what's your second favorite? Were the Angels your second favorite?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What about the problem with the Mets is they're going against Matt Whistler, who had pretty bad control issues last season, but their left-handed bats are really expensive right
now. See, I think for me it's the Diamondbacks against Justin Nicolino.
Justin Nicolino was really good against the Dodgers in his first start, but this is a historically strikeout-averse pitcher.
Right. Last Goldschmidt's season, only $4,200. Goldschmidt's down to $4,200.
Goldschmidt at $4,200 against Justin Nicolino, even in a tough park, seems like a steal.
Gene.
I want to mention the Cubs also. They're stackable every night. They're facing John Neese. Park to hit in, but he's definitely not a good pitcher. We typically target the Cubs against right-handed pitching, not left-handed pitching.
Right.
But I like them in this matchup, and there's no guarantee that Neese lasts more than 4 2/3 anyway.
If you want to go cheap with a stack, I think you can go with both Florida teams.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Rays going against Scott Kazmir. They've got some good batters against lefties. Logan Forsythe, Evan Longoria, Steven Souza. The Marlins also have a handful of guys. This is one day where I will not want Justin Bour or Derek Dietrich in the lineup because Chris Johnson mashes lefties, and Patrick Corbin's a pretty mediocre one, and he's only $2,000. It's hard to go really cheap at first base because there's so many options, but him, JT Realmuto, Danny Hetchevarria, and Giancarlo Stanton make for a nice little platoon stack.
How do you feel about the Yankees?
Yankees going against Chris Tillman.
Yeah. I will have some of them in the BVP All-Stars.
That's why I haven't looked at it, but I have to assume that there's going to be BVP right. on there because Tillman's faced them
a lot,
many times.
Right. Yes, they will be. The BVP All-Star team is not a Yankees stack, but you'll get your exposure.
Look, okay. Tillman's been pretty good this season.
He has.
Yeah, he was pretty. He wasn't bad last year, except for against the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that was like it was kind of striking how like. Chris Tillman-esque he was against everybody but Toronto last season. He just faced Toronto, what, 5 or 6 times?
Yeah.
But I think the Yankees make some sense, especially left-handed Yankees. But Alex Rodriguez actually is really hot right now, so he could be in play. Doesn't really have big platoon issues. I think he might have been better against lefties last season, but that's not a consistent thing.
Really good segue.
Into what? BVP?
He's the king.
BVP All-Stars. He's the king of
BVP, okay.
He's the king of BVP today.
Okay.
Now, that's only because, like, you started with the early slate.
Yeah.
And if you're playing the early slate, then you could just make a BVP lineup.
Okay.
Carlos Santana has 7 home runs and 62 plate appearances against Justin Verlander.
Okay.
Verlander,
we actually didn't mention.
That's because he's on a 6-8. He's a 6 o'clock game. He's not on the main slate.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good call.
Thank you. Also, Marlon Byrd has had a lot of success against Verlander. Miggy, Kinsler, and Saltalamacchia have absolutely destroyed Josh Tomlin. You'll enjoy Jared Saltalamacchia the most. He's 4-for-5 with a dong and a 24.33 OPS.
There you go. Was the other one a strikeout?
Probably. So, Jason Hayward would have been a really good BVP play today, but I'm not sure if he's okay to play.
A little wrist issue, I think. Yep. Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
No.
So, we do have a BVP pitcher today.
Okay.
Sonny Gray.
This is the main slate.
Yes.
Okay.
Sonny Gray has 135 plate appearances Mariners batters have against Gray. They've got a 573 OPS against him.
Pretty crappy.
As a team, that's awful. At first base, so catcher, we got Kurt Suzuki. Really a great hitter. He's 2-for-6.
Hey, Kurt Suzuki was pretty good once upon a time.
2-for-6 against Colin McHugh with a dong.
Whew.
At first base.
If I ever needed a reason to start Kurt, I've been looking for a reason to start Kurt Suzuki, and you've finally given me one.
Mark Teixeira has a 391 average and a 940 OPS against Chris Tillman in 26 plate appearances.
Wow.
DJ LeMahieu has not seen a lot of Andrew Kashner, but what he has seen, he's enjoyed. He's 5-for-12 with a 962 OPS against Kashner.
Okay.
Alex Rodriguez against Chris Tillman.
The king of BVP. Let's hear it.
6-for-13 with 4 dongs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a 1914 OPS in 16 plate appearances.
All right.
Gene Segura will be our shortstop in the BVP lineup. He's seen Justin Nicolino just 7 times, got 3 hits and a 1286 OPS. 2 of them went for extra base hits. Billy Hamilton, I think he led off last night, which led me to play him in a couple lineups, yep. And he did okay. He's going up against Jeff Samardzija. Against Samardzija, he's 5-for-10 with 3 extra base hits, including a dong, and a 1545 OPS.
Okay.
Brandon Guyer against Scott Kazmir is a 500 hitter and 6 plate appearances. And Giancarlo Stanton has seen Patrick Corbin 6 times, 2-for-6 with a dong.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Speaking of dongs.
Yes.
Let's catch some dongs.
We didn't last night.
Nobody caught one last night. Who?
Mike has honors.
Mike has first pick.
Yep.
Okay, Mike. Let's hear it.
All right. I am going to go with a shortstop, $2,800.
Wow.
$28.
Brandon Crawford.
Who donged yesterday. Trying to start his own personal dong train.
Yes.
And he is
$2,800?
$2,800. Okay, interesting.
I'm already probably too expensive to try to out-cheap you since you went $2,800 today. So I'm just going to try to out-dong you.
Okay.
And I'll go with Paul Goldschmidt against Justin Nicolino.
That's a good choice.
You robbed my dong.
Just take Stanton.
I'm not going to take Stanton. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go with a former Marlin, Kike Hernandez.
Wow.
Kike Hernandez going against a left-handed pitcher who can give up some fly balls.
Yeah.
I'd feel a little better if it was Drew Smyly, but
it's $2,100. I like
$2,100.
I thought he was more than that.
If he's not in the lineup – I'm just going to go ahead and pivot to Chris Johnson.
What if he's not in the lineup?
Johnny Giovatella is available.
Yeah, then you know, maybe I'll have to steal $100 from someone and go with Kirk Suzuki.
You can't do that. Nope. You will not be using anyone over 2,100.
Johnny Giovatella will be in the lineup at 2,100.
Kike is going to be in the lineup.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. So that's those are our Dong Chasers picks for today. Let's see if someone can get on the board.
What are the season standings?
I don't have them right now.
Okay.
Who's in first, if you had to guess?
You're still in first.
Oh, okay.
You just wanted to hear that.
I did.
And who's in last?
That would be me.
Okay, so the standings are Mike, Heath, Chris. We just don't know the numbers.
I don't have the numbers.
Okay.
I didn't fill it out from yesterday. Sorry, I've been busy. I have a life beyond chasing dongs.
I doubt it.
You guys want to go do some lineups?
I do.
Yes, I have a Stars and Scrubs lineup.
You have a Stars and Scrubs, probably the only Jake Arrieta lineup we'll have.
Yeah, I've got a Matt Harvey lineup, and I love it.
Heath, let's hear your Stars and Scrubs lineup.
Like, Stars and Scrubs is normally a thing that's reserved for NBA, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I kind of like this. I've got Jake Arrieta as my pitcher, Russell Martin at catcher, Edwin Encarnacion at first base, Howie Kendrick at second, Luis Valbuena at third, Adani Echevarria at short, Mike Trout, Jose Bautista, and Kike Hernandez.
I like it.
It's a good outfield.
Yeah, I think there's several dongs to be found within that lineup.
Our lineups are really pretty similar.
Okay.
I'm debating between Howie Kendrick and Johnny Giovatella.
Yes.
I'm hoping that Giovatella might move up in the order today. We'll see. So it's Matt Harvey, Russell Martin, Edwin Encarnacion, Giovatella or Howie Kendrick, Matt Duffy, Brandon Crawford, Mike Trout, Jose Bautista, and Denard Span.
Yes. I actually have Span and Panic in the other Arrieta lineup that I'd created. So,
yep.
We have some similarities, but more differences in my lineup than your two lineups. I'm going with Matt Harvey as my starting pitcher, Russell Martin as my catcher, Paul Goldschmidt as my first baseman, and then Logan Forsyth, Evan Longoria, Adani Echevarria, Giancarlo Stanton, Kike Hernandez, and Steven Souza Jr. I've got an awful lot of Tropicana Field and Marlins Park tonight, which I don't feel super great about, but I like the matchups those guys have.
South Florida bias.
I do. Notorious Tampa Bay, St. Pete area. Lover.
I do have a DraftKings lineup.
Let's hear your DraftKings lineup.
And
what the heck?
You probably thought when you looked at the pitching matchups, well, I'm going to have to choose Arrieta or Harvey and then play a cheap pitcher with him.
Wrong.
You can play Arrieta and Harvey together.
Yep. What?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
As Jack Johnson said, they are better together. Matt Wieters at catcher.
The boxer.
Edwin Encarnacion at first. Brandon Phillips at second. Brandon Drury at third, Danny Santana at short, Michael Conforto, Charlie Blackmon, and Jose Bautista in the outfield. Like, I don't even feel like I had to use that many bad hitters.
No, because the Blue Jays are all cheap.
They are. And Charlie Blackmon is the same price as Conforto, who's still way underpriced. Like, I thought E5 was really cheap when I put my first baseman in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out Blackmon and Conforto are both cheaper than him.
Wow.
That seems... you know what? That makes sense in terms of like what I would expect them for the whole season. It does not make sense for what they're doing right now.
Right. And I think Brandon Phillips could be a little bit sneaky against Jeff Samardzija. He'll be low-owned. He's not been very good this year.
And, I mean, I know Samardzija's been pretty good this
you
season.
You really dislike Jeff Samardzija.
He's not good.
Yeah.
We gotta, like... Oh, he played wide receiver at Notre Dame. Like, if this was Jeff Johnson, who was a starting pitcher in college for the Long Beach Dirt Dogs, we wouldn't care about him. But since he was a wide receiver at Notre Dame, we care. He's bad. He had one good season. Jeff Samardzija is not, he's average. That's my rant. Did you want me to go on?
Yeah, I thought maybe you would.
Please do.
Are they the Dirt Dogs? Dirt Devils?
I think we pretty much covered everybody.
The Dirt Bags?
I don't think they're the Dirt Bags.
I think they might be the Dirt Bags.
I doubt they're the Dirt Bags.
I think there's a college baseball team called the Dirt Bags. Like, it's one of those, like, UC schools. I know there's an Anteaters out there. There's a Banana Slugs.
Long Beach State.
Long Beach State. The Dirt Dog. The Dirt Bags.
It looks like they might.
Yeah!
No, they are. They are.
Yeah, they're the Dirt Bags. It's just the baseball team. It's a specific nickname for the baseball team. Never doubt me.
Oh, I'm going to continue to doubt you.
Never doubt me.
It generally pays off.
You wouldn't have, I mean, in fairness, you wouldn't have anything to say if you didn't doubt me.
That's true.
That's going to do it for Tuesday's edition of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Go on iTunes. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Make sure it's a nice one. And we'll be back on Wednesday.